I was thinking how beautiful and uncomfortable all at the same time. How God doesn't let us get comfortable and complacent. How he wants to grow and stretch and nurture us and mature us. So when I entered into this mission trip, I thought I knew God was going to enlighten me into this culture, but he had done such a huge work in me in Tijuana that I just really didn't think it was going to be all that. And I just so underestimated him. So our team began by hosting teacher training, like James told us, and I eagerly awaited my opportunity to use those new skills I had learned in Tijuana to get to know the people. There was great enthusiasm in these people when they worship, but there was no enthusiasm when they listened to the teaching. But God worked through those barriers, and at the end of teacher training, we had built many relationships, and a very expressive group emerged. We later learned by the local missionaries that foreigners come all the time into this country and do these lectures for them. So they come in with these notepads, and they're ready to listen to the lecture, and they're just attentively writing, and they're there to get a free lunch. And so they were just amazed that these people participated. When you were looking at James's slides, you seen how they were making sock puppets and getting up on stage. So he was just really amazed. Well, God began to stretch me during that teacher training, and not in the manner which most people would associate with, but I'm not a touchy-feely person. And people were touching me all the time. You would just be sitting there, and somebody would lean on you or put their arm around you or touch your arm, or they just always were touching. And so I've really seen God was working very quickly in me in this area. So then Sunday, we went to this church, and Jerry Coronado delivered the message, and then most of the teacher trainers, or most of the people with us, got to go do vacation Bible school. And so I was really privileged. I got to go listen to Jerry give a sermon. And after Jerry was done, they asked us to get up front and encourage the people. So here I was out of my element again, because I don't like to stand up in front of people and talk. And so we're not prepared at all, and all of a sudden we have to stand up and talk. So during the first week, every time I would sit on the ground, someone would quickly come and give me a chair. And so finally, I don't know, probably the third or fourth time, I asked them, am I being rude by sitting on the ground? And I guess there's two factors in it. One is you're not supposed to show your soles, the soles of your feet. And the other thing is, if you're sitting on the ground, it's a posture of begging. And so for the rest of that week, I sat in a chair. But when we got out to VBS, I just couldn't help it. I just couldn't sit in a chair or stand above the kids. I had to get on the ground with them. And so as the week would go, you'd start to see all these teachers starting to sit on the ground. So that was really cool. So I watched God working through the teachers and the kids and our team members. And remember how I told you I'm not touchy-feely? Well, when I would sit on the ground with those kids, I would have like 10 or 15 kids just as closely as could be. And it's so hot and humid. I was sweating like crazy, but all these little hands on me. And what was really beautiful was that I thought I came to share the love and humility of Jesus. And I did see God share that through all of us. But I believe God accomplished a big thing in me, because he used those little kids to touch me with his love. It was really cool. And so you can touch me. It's okay. Like if you want to come up and hug me or something. And I think the absolute highlight of the trip was the day that we watched the hundreds of kids file into the tiny church to accept Christ and to hear their little voices in their native tongue was just like music to our ears. And the other big thing for me was that day I got to go sit in with Jerry Coronado. The kids had come in, and they did a performance for us. So we were there to serve them, and here we are again, and we have people serving us. And it was so beautiful. I wept and wept and wept. So I feel as though I brought back much more than I left, and not shopping. So. I'm bringing home a deeper knowledge of the poverty and the oppression of Cambodia, and I'm bringing home great insight into the courageous souls that serve Jesus in the population. I read 93, 97, something like that, of Buddhism, And I viewed such a passion in the young people and the old people to serve, you know, the older people, but mostly the younger people were serving Jesus just day and night. And I've learned the value of a touch and so much more. And so friends and family are asking me, where will I go next? And I have that mission bug, but I just don't know if God will lead me. But if you're thinking about doing a mission trip, I would just really, really encourage it because it's life-changing.